Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of speaking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome all of you fans and lovers of Psychics Gone Wild. It is Friday and it's going to be a great one. We have the chat rooms up, coming up a little slow, so just take a second as you guys are getting used to this new one. We've got a lot of new changes here on the studio for those of us that are doing the show. We have a lot of new listeners and fun people, so call in to 773-897-6461 to get in. I have to tease all of you that are coming in for the first time on Friday. We had a lot of you writing going, what's going on, Jethro? It's the end of the month and we're having all this stress and we have things going in. So I said, come to the fun Fridays. And then I found out why you guys were having a little bit of a dilemma, but our show was held a little bit of a craziness. So what we're doing here is we're working together and we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of people in through the show, and this is what Psychics Gone Wild is. It is a show that does free readings for individuals. It does a positive light, as you heard the intro there. We also make sure that we give out a lot of good prizes, and we've had a lot of fun. For all of you new listeners that are tuning in for the first time, I'm Jethro, as you saw on the marketing, and I have the phenomenal wonderful hostess today with me, and those of you tuning in, this person was doing mediumship at the age of 8. This is a person that's very magical, very gifted, and just a fun, positive individual. We have Patty Negri. Patty, how are you today?
I am good, Jethro. Happy Friday. Happy fall. Life is good indeed.
I had a lot of other listeners saying, they go, you guys are doing the moon. And they said, did you do the moon? You and Patty gave us the moon. And I said, no, we're just working with the energies. And Patty, we have a lot of individuals that were excited here asking me. They said they had seen you on TV again. And they said there's some more work about Patty's talking about ghosts and sex. Is this true, Patty?
Yes, it is. It's something that's not often talked about. It's called spectrophilia, ghosts and sex, but there is many accounted cases of ghosts who have had sex with humans. I've had many clients who have. I think spirit has just led them to me. It's been throughout history forever and ever, from the earliest of religious texts and biblical texts and every belief system, where angels or holy ones or spirits came down on high and, you know, had sex with mortals. And it makes sense, because if we believe in spirits. You see them, I see them, many of our listeners have seen them or experienced them. And if they can come in and sit at the table with you and caress your face, why would sex, which is such an important part of human life, be something all of a sudden, no, we don't do that anymore? Some of my most beautiful stories are from a film I did a couple years ago, a documentary called Ghostly Lovers, where they documented so many people where their deceased loved ones, a husband and wife who had been married maybe, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, and one of them passed, and they say, I love you forever, and they do, and they come back. Actually, my best friend, it happened. Her husband died a horrible, long death of cancer, and she was so distraught, and soon after the death, he came to her, and first he came into her, and he spooned into her, which is the way they always started their cuddling and things, and it was such a comforting and beautiful thing. It's not as scary as people seem to think it is. Yes, there is the bad cases. People talk about incubus and succubus and coming and sucking the life out of you, but just like in human sex, there's good sex and bad sex. There's consensual and non-consensual. I certainly don't believe in the non-consensual stuff, and I will stick by my my belief system that we are in control of that. People become victims because they allow it. If somebody comes into you, you can make them go away. And we are in complete control of that. But in the good side of things, it could be a beautiful thing.
I love that, and I have a lot of individuals writing in there. You know, Patty, I know that this is a topic for some of you that are calling in going, what? And I'm laughing at it. It's like, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is just what Patty. We do know there was a little bit of an error for some of you guys that are writing. They said that they told them it was a later time. We're on at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and that's actually, what, 4 p.m. Pacific, Patty?
Yeah, I just Blog Talk had it wrong today. They were saying 7 Pacific, and it's like what even it's on Blog Talk right now. I'm not getting a chat room yet, but it's still saying we're not on yet. We're not on for 3 hours.
Okay, well, that's what's happening. We've got people going, we want our Patty and Jethro time, and you guys are going to get it. So you guys hang in there. We're discussing. We've got a lot of you guys on iTunes. We had another situation that as we were going through, and it's like happening here, we were also working with it. Remember when you guys do the karma energy that this is what we do. So as psychics or intuitive or individuals, this is a normal energy of it. I had someone tell me today that they had listened to me and Patty, and they were just getting some very odd energy, and they sat down later, and their husband explained to the wife he was not involved in this. And they said that, you know, it's like no matter what you want to say or what you want to do with this, your life is going to be able to take a change if you listen to us and go through this. I had a person tell me, they said, Jethro, I went through such a hard time for a while beginning to really work out what I was doing, making sure that each and everything was going into the situation of seeing my future. So that's what you guys are experiencing. When you're sitting there, and the husband was very against this, the wife was saying that she was feeling these other sensations. Now I want to tease Bridget, because Bridget wrote me today, and she's like, she was the one who got the show on, because she was, Jethro, I just looked in, and she goes, there's something going wrong. You're not on at 7 o'clock. And I said, well, of course we are. So, you know, you help, Bridget, by getting us in here. She's telling me, Patty, that she had worked with a lot of times in her life where other individuals would come to her and ask her about people on the other side. And so I told Bridget, I said, today's the day to get in, and we've got a lot of you guys calling in now, and you're finding this. It's okay. This is Friday. That's what's fun about it. I've got a lot of you guys, I missed. You didn't miss anything. This is Jethro and Patty, and we're talking about mediumship. Bridget's telling me, she's writing to saying, Patty, I need to know, how do you deal with this afterwards? Sometimes I get so excited that I have feelings and emotions, and I have to sometimes go for a walk, and I found out that doesn't always get rid of it. My husband teased me. He said, if you listen to Patty and Jethro's show again and get all wound up, we're going to find a way to ground you in another way, and we laughed. So, Patty, what do I do with all this energy that you guys give me?
Okay, if you really, I say enjoy it, but actually, if you do want to ground, sometimes if you get to a spiritual high, whether you're doing meditation or you're doing ritual or you're doing magical workings, and you really do want to ground out, the best way to do it is touch iron of any sort. Like if you have a cauldron or an iron working tool of some sort, or iron on your office chair, or salt. After rituals, eat something salty, just anything a little bit of salty. That's what we always do in ritual, in my practice, is to ground out. So we grab, if you have a lodestone, you know, like a crystal stone, a lodestone, that will ground you right out. Anything iron, anything magnetic, anything metal, and salt. If you really want to get rid of it. But if you want to turn it into something else or direct it, use it. Again, just like how I always talk about the elements and the air and the fire and the water and earth, if it's making you too emotional, you know, go run your hands in water. If it's making you too heady for some reason, you know, do some breathing, some vowel sounds. But, you know, if the energy, just direct it or ground it. It's fun.
I love that. And that, see that, and I've got a lot of you writing in and go, Jethro, you've told me that Patty does help with individuals that have passed. My uncle Menard has been, writing things on our wall. We had a very strange situation that he used to tease me about the fact of my eating habits. And I am one of those individuals who, let's just say, likes Twinkies after hours. I love that. I got to remember that one. Me too. I'm a Twinkies after hours fan. And so as eating these objects that were not always good for me, I I've had my uncle now has decided to write little notes, and they've been left on my fridge. I have wondered about this, and so would you suggest if I did do this, a lady had told me that if I use salt water on my fridge and rinsed it, my uncle would stop. I don't want to do anything over there that's going to say maybe put salt in his mouth. Help me, Patty, with what I should do with the salt. Should I do this, or do you feel it's something that's not good to do to my family?
Well, salt in itself is, I mean, if you don't want, talk to him. I mean, if you don't want to bear the salt, you can certainly work. It's not going to put it in his mouth or anything, but if you're in some communication with him, communicate. You know, maybe those notes are something that really is good. If they're nice enough notes and helpful notes, whether you want to hear them or not. If you don't want them, again, this is our realm of existence. They have to play by our rules. You command, you ask. You just say, Uncle, I thank you. I know you're trying to help, I think, but I don't want those notes. You know, stamp your foot in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of your angels, in the name of your spirit guides, in the name of your dog.
Excellent.
Do it.
I love that. So, Patty, and you know, Patty, we have talked about this, and a lot of you new ones that are coming in are going, Jethro, we have a little bit of apprehension, and we always cautious those of you to get a professional. That's what I was telling you earlier. Patty has been doing this since the age of 8. As a person that has naturally a little awkward, those of you know as me as a psychic, a little bit nervous of this, that have read my book or years ago, the mediumship was a little bit of a scary thing for me. Patty has proven to me, I can tell you all of my listeners, friends, and family, that Patty is the real genuine thing. Also, more importantly, that she does it in a safe environment, and she always cautions all of you to do it. I have an individual writing here, they're saying, Patty, it just really is exciting to realize that you're doing your life working with other individuals. I didn't listen to a video that Jethro sent me on other individuals that you had helped on a cooking show. I was so impressed to realize that, you know, you put out the food and you brought things there together. I have always felt that music is doing that for me with relationships. I would like to see my wife again. If I played the songs that we were met at our wedding, do you think she would come through? Oh.
Music is one of the best mediums, best conductors in the world. I use music in a whole lot of my workings. If we're doing a love spell, I'm putting on something really passionate, whether it's classical or romantic. Yes, of course, music will help come through, both in the feeling it evokes within you and the emotion it evokes with you. Also, literally, the tones themselves, the sounds themselves, cause true shifts and changes. So perfect. See, you knew that. Intuition.
And that's exactly, we have a lot of you guys coming in. Today has been a really riot show, and I've got to laugh at all of you. Linda told you guys last night some of the winners. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Patty being wild on Friday. We have Joni Goldstein from Missouri. You won 2 prizes. You called in, and you did a very fun time with us on Wednesday, and you won the bracelet, plus you also won the owl necklace. And Joni, during the conversation, we pulled your name, so you also won again. So you have 2 prizes coming in the mail. Please let us know when you get those. We do have emails we're putting out. How do you get those prizes in Psychics Gone Wild? You go into PsychicsGoneWild.com. On the left side, you put in where it says contact us. It'll say there where to get the prizes. Put in your information. I do have to tease a couple of you that put in, you know, if you give me Zora from Enselide Planet, I'm sorry, but the Postal Service told me that your zip code is not working. So I'm not going to be able to get that for you. But we do love that, and you don't have to. I had someone tell me that they really enjoyed the necklace, and we're going into the time of the year. As you guys know, we're talking about the moon tonight, and Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa, Florida is sponsoring, plus Lady Larango and a couple of other sites. I have to tell you, Jethro, I'm listening to your show and I'm just very excited. Patty has a very positive energy. I have listened to a lot of these shows before and I'm so tired of the individuals who sound like they're just here for other reasons. I know that Patty is one of us. She's one of the positive individuals. And here in Maple Shade, New Jersey, she's one of our favorite people. I've been listening for 3 months from JC. Oh, that's very sweet, JC.
Sweet. I love JC.
We got our fans and we've got our fun people. Now, you guys know that Patty is the American Federation number 1 psychic medium intuitive ingenuity with this. And you guys say ingenuity. I just want to say that because there's so many areas that Patty has facilitated than mediumship. I had someone tease me yesterday because they said, okay, the contest, and those of you paying attention, we're finding the spirit of Christmas for December. Those of you that are in, Stacy Kolashi, you also are in on that prize. You may win a really good prize. Watch your mail for the stamps are going to be winning on answering those questions. And I know there's a lot of you Patty fans. Patty is one of the subjects. If you choose to pick your subject, put it to psycheskonwall.com and put in, I want to be in for the spirit of Christmas. We're picking different winners, and you guys will play on the radio for trivia. Now, remember, it can be anything from Jan Bachdrake's dog to what other radio show does Linda Irwin play on? Where was Patty first working with other individuals? What age? Those questions, all the things that you hear on Psyche's Gone Wild. No, it's not a hard show. It's a fun show. So we've got it. That's the wild part. Patty, they're talking about the moon, and we've got a lot of individuals asking us, Patty, is it true that the crescent moon is a Wiccan moon? And if I see it many times, will I end up marrying a witch because I think you're attractive and I'm 17? And that's a nice idea. Okay, Brian. We know where Brian's mind is today. Okay, Patty, is it a crescent moon, a witch moon?
Well, a crescent moon, yeah, that is one of the representations of a witch moon. Like the traditional witch's symbol is a circle with two crescent moons on the outside. That's a very typical Wiccan symbol. You wear it often in the headdresses and things like that. But, you know, a crescent moon is everybody's moon. And I think looking at it, you will marry a witch only if you meet a fabulous witch you fall in love with. And yes. But I don't think looking at the moon will lead it to you. But I love that romantic notion. So what do I know?
We love that. Brian in Montana. And we're putting you in for one of Patty's fans on the other side here.
Yeah.
The prizes. Those of you who are calling in on our telephone number, we've had a lot of contact. I'm glad that that you guys were teasing. I have a little bit of a silly voice now, but me and Cindy are wading through those. Put your name down. Tell us where you're from. And Brian is writing in here from Montana. So as we're playing Psychics Trivia, you guys got to keep up. There's a lot. Psychics Monopoly, he's doing that. Missouri went to Linda Irwin. So those of you keeping track, I know a lot of you guys have gotten it in the mail, and some of you guys are going, what are you talking about? Get into Psychics Gone Wild and ask me, and I'll send you the trivia. We're playing Psychic Monopoly. So it's one of the fun things we do here to win prizes. You guys always are winning stuff that we give away. Patty, I've got another one here. Boy, they got you today on the moons. We did the moon one. Patty, I have to know about this. My sister has told me that we have three times in our life had people that are ancestors of witchcraft in our family. We did a little bit of searching. It was very fun. Now I found out that according to the studies that we've come up with, there was some ancestors that the gossip was that we did some different things with the moon. I'm wondering if this stays with me, because every time the moon is full, I don't really feel the sensations everyone says, but good things happen to me very luckily. Is it possible that my family's ancestors' good luck has went down the tree?
Sure, of course it has. We all have. You have your ancestral memory. You have your ancestral bloodline within you. We all do. Literally everything you need to know is in our bloodline. And that's, if you put a little faith and energy there into it, you're going to start discovering all sorts of stuff you know that you didn't know that you knew. And the moon is magical. Think about it. Moon changes tides. We're just talking science here. Moon, the tides rise and flow with the tide. It's all about moon cycles. It's water. It moves water. Our bodies are 90% water. It flows within us. That flow within us, beyond the science part, shifts. It shifts our spirituality. It shifts our ability. It shifts our movement. It shifts our thoughts and emotions, which causes shifts with everything. Everything affects everything. So the moons are literally and physically and spiritually and emotionally affect us.
Oh my God. And it makes sense. And those of you tuning in, that's what, what we were telling you guys about the difference of it. We had a big joke and we laughed about it being both sexes. We came up with a very good idea that they said it was just moody. The moon was the moody mood one. And we had a lot of fun. In fact, he was just telling you exactly what we were saying about the other energy. We've got four people writing in right this here, and they're going, Patty, we're sitting here together and we want to talk to you about a question we have here in Arizona. We have noticed that through the years, we have been sensing different things here in Scottsdale that are more uniquely around with it. The rumor here is there is a lady here that is doing those kind of magical things. When we approached and spoke with her, we are actually in our 20s, the oldest one of us being 28 and the youngest 23. We spoke with her. She laughingly let us know that we weren't ready for this. Have you ever heard of such a sight? I think this lady is the witch who doesn't want to play with outside people. We did take her respect and we haven't done anything, but is this a solitaire, or are we just bothering someone that's none of our business?
If she does, I would leave her alone. I mean, truly, not all witches, I mean, certainly can be a solitaire. That's what she's doing. It is her belief system, it is her religion or her way of being, and it doesn't mean everybody who does this wants to proselytize. We don't proselytize as people anyway. We don't believe in that. We think it'll come to you or you will come to us if it's meant to be. We're not standing on the, street corner with little flyers, come to us, witch. but no, if she wants privacy or respect, give it to her. If this is something you're interested in, Spirit will bring it to you. Ask Spirit. Put it out there. Get books. Read books. There's just saying witch reads a thousand different things. Yes, there's the most common Wiccan, which is one thing. It's goddess-oriented. There's traditional witchcraft, more British witchcraft. There's chaos magic. There's ceremonial magic. There's Southern conjure. To say you're, it's almost like saying you're a Christian. Well, are you a Protestant? Are you a Catholic? Are you a Lutheran? Are you born again? They all are Christians, but it is very different. So start looking into it, learning a little bit of stuff. She may be something that has very private and not to do with people. If you are looking for a group of people like-minded, it is easier to find all the time, from literally meetup groups to many, many metaphysical stores and have groups that are pagan groups, or that's the key word, pagan groups or Wiccan groups or magical groups. And you could start finding, if you want to find a circle. Or you guys, if there's, two of you or three of you or more, start your own circle. Learn. Start your own circle. Learn about the Sabbaths. Meet on the eight holy days. Meet on full moons. Start learning and creating ritual. There's enough information in the world to do it. It used to be secretive. It's nothing secretive anymore.
Oh, I love that. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Patty having fun on Fridays. I do encourage all of you to call in. We do a few readings. I know the phones are a little hectic. They keep dropping calls, so right now we're doing our fun thing that we do. That is the important part of this. You guys realize that you get to know us and we get to know you. I have an email here. A lot of you are writing going, what is the Psychics Monopoly? So I'm going to tell you guys, okay, Psychic Monopoly is you call our 800 number. We have a toll-free number, and you tell us which psychic you want to go to the other radio show. Those of you knew we were building together. So what we've got is the best psychics, the strongest psychics that are calling in will be a weekly show, and we'll run that show over there with a bigger radio. And I know all you guys want to know, let's just say that we're going up a level, Psychics Gone Wild. Right now, Patty and Jen Bob Drake are in the lead, because both of those two have a lot of states that people are calling in. And so what we do, me and Cindy, my friend, we put down a monopoly. Patty took over California. She's got New York. She's got Manhattan. We put the state together. And so what we did is we found out, okay, this is New Jersey. This is there. And it was fun. You guys would laugh at me. I knew how many states there was, but I'm a busy man. So what we did is me and Cindy came up with a really good system. When you call in that number, you can say who you want to have on there. And then if you would, please just tell us your state. We also look it up to make sure that we're being fair. We had a lot of people saying, Jethro, I know how you and Patty love to be on. You guys will just be calling in. Yeah, I'm going to call my own show and say, me and Patty, come on, you guys. So what we'll see is it's fair. And then what we will do is once a week, those greatest shows that you guys have done and you guys that are calling in or deciding, we will send that out over the world record radio. So that's it. I say world, but I'm asking until we get everything signed and business-wise, I just got to be a little mum's a word. As soon as that's out there, you guys, Psychics Gone Fan, are the ones that did this, you'll know. So this is a great way if you want to win Monopoly and you want to take Patty to a level of it, or me, or Linda, or Gary. Those are our individuals we've got right now. I know a lot of you guys are a little concerned about the different individuals we've had. We have our main strong family. You've got to realize Patty's been with us quite a long time. Gary's been with us a couple of years. Linda Irwin, Jan, and me, and now our wonderful Lynn Breesdale from Canada. So those of you that are tuning in, we are growing and we are doing that. So put in, call and say, I love Lynn, I love Patty. What we do from that is then we put the Psychics Monopoly. You also are in for those prizes we're giving away. Today we're giving away a beautiful crescent moon 7-star. It's got 7 different stones on it, crescent moon today, to honor Patty coming on the show, our phenomenal Patty, and her sponsors, Blue Moon Treasures, is giving that prize to one of you lucky winners. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in for that prize, and we'll pick one. It's on a silver, sterling silver chain, and it's a very nice one. You will see a picture of it on Facebook once Jethro gets his act together today, but I will show that on there. And a lot of you have been seeing the prizes going out. We're giving away a bunch of little lucky sterling silver crescent moons. So those of you going in, you can also win some of those too. And, you know, no matter how you go through the other situation, it's fun. Patty, talk to us a little bit about the fact that I know you said you've done this since you were 8. As a child, we both, me and you, have started this experience. I know for me, my first Kool-Aid stand, I was one of the real individuals with Rocky Mountains. I had a 5-cent psychic reading, and I did very well at that age.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and I laugh because back then, you know, it didn't, you know, it was, I remember it was like, I'm telling my age, like it was 12 cents for a can of pop. So that was what I wanted at the time. And I did like 3 readings to get that pop real quick. So going through the energy, Patty, when you first started, I know you've told us and we love the story of, you know, how you do with the energy, but the mediumship, Patty, can you tell us how other children treated you? How were they with you when they realized you were doing this kind of stuff?
Well, actually, they were fine. I was pretty shy as a kid, amazingly. So, I mean, my circle was pretty small. I had such an otherworldly world, and, you know, I'd be in my yard, you know, making potions and talking to, you know, fairies, that my friend circle was pretty small, and I was a little bit shy. So, you know, a lot of people didn't know, I must say, in my early years. I wasn't going around, your grandma's talking to you from over the shoulder. I was just too shy to do that, even if I saw it. And then once we got a little bit older, then it was like the cool thing. You know, it's like, wow, we're going to play with that. What is all those games used to do, like, you know, make you levitate with, I think she's dead. The energy I was able to put into that, like, I haven't even begun. He was frightened doing that, like, do you believe in Mary Worth in the mirror and all that kind of scary stuff kids do. It's like, I can't do that one.
I love it.
You were an entrepreneur. You were making money out of it. I'm just playing.
And you know, and that's a good thing to talk about, as you said, with later on. It was very good for a male gentleman who was in a country, and you know, here in the United States was very good, but I was in a very rural area. So a lot of the individuals there, when you would say any kind of this stuff, would poo it. And the best thing that I found out really quick was it taught me something too, that it made me go, you know, into a situation, and it's like, no matter what you want to say or what you want to do with it, I would take and handle individuals in my teens by the fact that I would read them. And so I think this also made different. I've been working with some of my books. Those of you who read Living in the Realm, I am very excited. We have 2 new books coming out. Those of you who love B&K's books, and one of them is The Red Flag. And it's, if you're ready for comedy, I use some of my comedy. Kay used some of her wit. It's just a blast. We also are working with Uncle Jethro's recipes to being a psychic. And those things are out there. This is one of the things I suggested for you. Take and go with that individual. I'm not saying when you're out there and there's someone being negative, run up to them. I'm saying go into a situation, and this is what I would do as a teenager. Back then we had, you guys would go to fast food, and we would go in there, and there's different names that aren't there now. They would be there, and I would go in, and there would be new individuals in this place, because as teenagers, that's where we all hung out. Don't read somebody you already know. So the contest would be my friends and other individuals would bring people there from outside that nobody knew of in town. So let's say, well, we have a university of town. They would bring other individuals. And this was a good experience for me. So that's what I've encouraged with my students. Go to an area and then ask that person, do you mind if I read you? Tell them, I'm working on my intuition. I mean, you can make this a very positive experience. And it was very excellent for my ability, because this is how it got there. Also for you gentlemen or ladies who are single, if you want to get a date or relationship, as long as you're proper and you're being nice, I would ask questions. I would be very nice. I learned, and I'm not bragging, but I learned to be a very good ladies' man with this, because I was listening to that woman. I would be asking her, this is what I'm feeling, that's what I'm getting. And it also got me to realize that, you know, I had people that were afraid to go out and dance. That was never my problem with this ability, because I could feel with the energy. So we are working with those of you guys. It's how to have fun with it. Those of you who have children, please encourage your children to do this. I raised 5 children altogether, 2 of my own and 3 stepchildren. All of them have their open abilities. I was very proud to say that as we worked through the times and growing up, it's like Patty said, other people and things going, it was a good way for my shy children, also different things would talk that they would be able to discuss. We would have an open meeting once a week. We always had our lights and everyone docked and open, and it would be able to say, you know, I'm going into another situation that is working out for it. So I got a lot of long wind. I'm trying to get the phones on. Patty, we've got another individual righty here from England telling me we've got to get another film from Russell. This is a friend of over here in London, and I want to know with Patty, is there any plans that Patty is going to be doing some television that she can tell us about? We love watching her and listening to her programs on the internet. Okay.
I'm filming one next week. I think it's kind of a silly show. It's on the Reels channel. It's called Hollywood Hillbillies. I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember a show called Beverly Hillbillies, which was a sitcom about this country folk, you know, discovered oil and moved to Beverly Hills, you know, the cement pond. Well, this is a reality show based on a family, a real family that came to Hollywood. Same kind of a thing, but real or sort of real reality show. So I'm shooting an episode of that next week. I'm actually doing readings, doing sessions. I'm being me for an animal fundraiser episode. So it should be fun. There should be animals involved too. So that's the next thing that I'm shooting that I could talk about.
We love that. Those of you turned in that, you know, we've got this radio show, but you've caught me and Patty at a time where we really want to talk, but until everything's confirmed, it's just better sociably and politically do. And we love that, Patty, hearing that. Today I did listen, and it is a birthday of the lady who played Ellie Mae off the television series of Beverly Hillbillies, the actress Donna Douglas. So happy birthday to you, Donna. We Psyche's Gone Wild, I love you. Having the name Jethro, it's funny when I saw your picture today. For years, I used to really get embarrassed. People would tease me, with this name, you know, the gentleman that used to play that Jethro character. But now it's, and I love how times have went, because now I'm in trend. And a lot of people, that's a really cool name. And they always talk about the band, you know, those of you know there was a band with this name and other things. And I always tease friends with it, but it's like, Patty, they're telling me you also went through a part of we've seen you on some other shows where you were just very hilarious. That we had a friend tell us that you really have a sense of humor. Patty, have you always had this acting ability, or was there some place that you went to help you with this?
Yeah, no, I've always been an actor. I was when I was a teen, like 15, I was a model. I was a model for Kodak. I was a model for Teen Magazine, and that kind of naturally led me into doing acting jobs and industrial acting jobs. And then in the 80s, because I'm so clumsy and modeling, and you fall off the runway, you got to come back with comedy. I just got funny, I guess. So I did professional sketch and improv all through the 80s into the 90s. I've always been an actor. I still am an actor. I've done a couple films this past year, you know, nothing to do with my psychic world. I played Jill Biden in a film last year. I got to do a film called The Alexanders, where I got to kick some bad alien butt with guns strapped on. It was really fun. And a couple other projects. I'm in Hollywood. That's what I've always done. I used to keep them very separate, because my acting job, you can't tell anybody you're a crazy psychic and witch. And then I'm also a producer. My production company, Brain Brew Entertainment, that's very corporate. And if you're working with bank presidents or, you know, Bill Gates, it's like you can't tell them you're a psychic medium, talk to dead people, and are a crazy witch either. But once reality hit, like, I don't know, pushing 10 years ago now, and all of a sudden I'm like, I get called in to do this show or do that show or do this, do a seance on this show, do a house clearing on that show, do readings on that show. I remember the first time one of my very corporate clients said, "Oh, Patty, I saw you on TV last night." I'm like, oh no, I've lost a client. And she's like, "Oh no, I didn't know you were into the paranormal. I love this. I'm obsessed." And it hasn't hurt me at all. I mean, not very much, not to any that to my knowledge. Maybe I've lost some people along the way. But yeah, no, I have. Like, the funniest one recently was the Nicole Richie show, Candidly Nicole, because they actually call that a hybrid show, half reality and half, not sitcom, but like my reading with her was real. And she is funny and witty. I must say I fell in love with the girl. So I didn't lie about my reading, but they did. All they said is that they wanted me to talk about her negativity. So they wanted to do something about that, which was kind of easy. And so that the whole episode from there became her saying yes. I told her she had to say yes to everything. So the whole episode from there became very much more sitcom-like, her saying yes to everything from the, you know, the orange salesman on the side of the road to the pinata salesman downtown, things like that. So I got to have my little comedy chop. But while doing what I do, all my worlds have merged and collided together, and it makes me so very happy.
I love that, Patty. And that's one thing I've got to tell you guys, and I've had a lot of individuals tease us about our wild show, is you are probably the most person that for what you do in the other situations, you're real. There's a real positive individual, Patty. Those of you who've listened to, you know, and Patty's very humble about the fact she's been with on different things with Burt Reynolds, Chevy Chase, Greg. I always forget his last name, the dancer, and I apologize.
Gregory Hines. I had to dance with him because I'm a tap dancer, and that was like one of the joys of my life.
Oh my gosh, you know, and you look at this phenomenal thing, and yet you were sitting here right now talking Friday, and Patty's this way. Now, I can tell you, those of you that are tuning into Psyche's Gone Wild and tuning in, go to Facebook. Type in, you know, the Patty Negri, N-E-G-R-I, and you type it in. It's an I with a P-A-T-T-I, Patty Negri. Those of you that are contacting me going, what? Patty, I can guarantee you, if Patty has a chance, she'll say hi to you on Facebook. She sits over here. I've had times in this when I know that Patty has gotten up early in the morning. She's running here. She's going there. I've gotten to be fortunate to go be invited to her house as a guest. Me and my fiance Kay were there. Beautiful place, fun place. Her husband's phenomenal. They're just like very nice hosts, very good people. Her life is at such a pace, but she's always Patty. She just talks, she laughs. You know, there's times that we've joked. I mean, I'm trying to get across a bridge over here in Florida. Patty's out in the traffic in LA. We'll laugh on the phone. What's up? Here we go. We run in 1 minute to the show, and she's always Patty. And I think that says so much. I mean, we had a lot of them teasing. You were, I would say, a sex symbol. You were a very beautiful, attractive, knockout woman who was in times of life with individuals who were very famous and very much. And I think it's complimented you. I feel it's seasoned you, and you're still just Patty. You know what I mean?
I'm just Patty. I tried to be anybody else. They get really mad.
Wild. Very good. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. I hope you've enjoyed. We got a lot of you guys writing and just going, this is the fun part. This is it. We do give you a few readings, and we're working with those phones, and we're going to grab a couple of them. We've got a lot of you guys listening in. We do encourage you to go to psychesgonewild.com or our sites, which we'll give you at the end. Get a reading full time. Due to limited things, we only give a little bit of a sample here, but those of you who want to listen to the archives, we do a lot of these. Today's just a day the phones want to be ornery. So let's grab those ornery phones. We have 315. 315 is gotten grabbed, so I'm sorry, 315. Okay, that's what I said. The phones are like that. Sometimes they're just a little bit. We just laugh and we go right on. We have a
Hi.
Oh.
Hello, guys. This is Effie from New York. Hi.
Hey, Abby, you got it. You want? We love what you did. And you guys, you New Yorkers, love Patty. Boy, you'll go to any mountains to get to talk to her.
Absolutely. And she was in New York, and I could have gone to see her, but it's okay. Next time.
I didn't have any free time. I was in board meetings from 10 minutes after I got there until an hour before I left. And the 1 hour I had free, I went to the climate march this weekend in the middle of the city. I would have loved to see you, Evie. I must say, Evie came all the way, well, not to see me, really, but she came all the way out to Hollywood. We hung out in Hollywood. We have a picture of her and I under the Hollywood sign.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There will be other moments for that for you when you come into New York, and there'll be time. I have a concern. I'm going to kill somebody. Not really. I have a concern, and that is that I live in an area in a development, and one of my neighbors, we are allowed to park anywhere. It's just the way it is. And one of my neighbors put one of those signs with that really stick, and it says that I'm parked illegally. I will be towed within 24 hours. Now, I have a very strong feeling I know who it was, but I want to make sure. And I do have someone else that confirmed it because they saw him last night. But I just want to make sure. So do I give you the name of two people that I to see which of them it was? I just want to tell them, what are you up to? Why are you doing this? I give you a name,
I mean, if you think you know who it is, if you're sure, maybe first.
But I don't want to. I just don't want to go to the wrong person. The one person I think it is is Mike Russo.
Okay, let me see. What I'm saying, and we'll look into it. Both of us will look into it and see what's what. But even if it we figure it out what it is, and if we agree with you and who it is, maybe versus confronting them, if you go in nicely, again, without starting a fire, going in like, hi, I see this note. You know, if you could cool the fire versus make it hotter, whoever
that's
it is.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
So who's the person who left the note?
Mike Russo is one.
Okay. I'm not getting a clear hit on that. Who's
and what
one?
About, okay, Anthony Glover or Anthony or his wife, what's his wife? Joanne Glover. Anthony Glover or Joanne Glover?
Joanne Glover. I want Jethro's opinion on this too, because I'm not really good at like accusing
right.
people. I guess the Glovers are a little more possibility, but what did you get, Jethro?
I do. I agree. And they're giving me the energy that there is. And I'll tell you, part of what's going on is it feels like this is something that's been going on between this couple. Because when you were talking, there's something there going on, and I see little eyes looking, and I see other things happening, and I feel this was like they were pressured into some of this doing this, and I keep hearing this couple having discussions over different things over it, and this was like a way of sticking up or handling something for it, and that's what I'm getting. And the guides are telling me that I feel sad for this man a little bit, because it looks like to me there's always something there going on. He never has breaks is what they're telling me.
Who are you talking about, Glover or Russo?
I feel like Glover, and they're saying that this has been building for a while, her wanting this done because she's trying to get him to handle things that she wants that has something to do with their relationship. Is why I feel partly this is happening for you.
Oh, so it was the Glovers, and they blame it because Glover was the one that told me that Russo put that sticker on that he saw him last night.
Oh,
so
clever little guy, isn't he?
You know, you point fingers at one, three more point back at you. What is that?
It's funny because I something told me this is him inventing, so I would take issue with the other one because they're fighting. The Glovers and Russo are constant. There's a fight there. I don't know what it is. I'm glad I. So it was Glover that did it, and the wife was the one that wrote the note. Okay, fine. I'm not even going to park the vehicle there. I'm not getting involved in their mess.
Well, Effie, we can't help with that. We love your neighbors, but if we go in there, me and Patty will end up in trouble too. But we did surprise. You know, we've got a silver, beautiful little pixie with Dancing Around the Moon. It is a beautiful charm. It is about an inch and a half. It is sterling silver. If you will go to psychicstonewall.com, put in, I've got down here with your first name, put in, and we'll send that to you. I know that I've been sending a lot of things out, and they're going 3 or 4 days, so you would have that probably in by the first of the month as a prize just for calling the Psychics Gone Wild, and thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for attending to me. Thank you. So I'm going to psychicstonwild.com.
Yep, and on the left side, it'll say where to contact us. Put in there. This is, you know, Effie with the sneaky neighbors, or whatever you want to put. And we'll send that out to you, and let me know if you love the little pixie that danced around the moon.
Thank you. Thank you both. Love you both. Bye-bye.
Thank you, beautiful. Bye-bye.
We're having fun today. We've had a lot of friends calling in and going, what's happening, Jethro? Right now we're having a contest. If the phone will pick it up, then we'll go with you. But it has to give me a red flag here, and that's funny that we have a lot of individuals writing in and go, Jethro, just go with the show. You and Patty are fun. I don't think people need readings all the time. I listen in. It's fun, and I love it, but we can just listen and joke with you. We're having a good time. Thank you, Keith. That was a very nice thing. We have people here from Texas right now. Patty, you need to come back to Texas. When you were here last time, there was so much positive energy here that we know it was a great time. I know that you were here in Austin. Am I correct?
I was actually in Dallas.
Oh.
But I sent my energy to Austin. I love Austin. I actually do love Austin. I would love to come to Austin. And I don't know where to go in Austin, but if somebody can tell me a nice metaphysical shop that does things or that like the beautiful one in Dallas does, I would jump on a plane in a minute.
I love that. And see, those of you tuning in, there's your answer. Patty just gave you guys the clue. Those of you who want to see us, that's how you do it. I know of an individual who did this in Colorado Springs. I went to celebrations. I did readings there. It's a very phenomenal thing. Talk to the store and tell them. I listened to the radio on Psyche's Gone Wild, and I heard Linda Irwin, and she rocks, and I want to cure here in our town, and have them get a hold of us here. If they call that number, I will give you the information, or Cindy, one of us here in Psyche's Gone Wild. We're on Lazy Lane, Florida. We're actually in Tampa, Florida, on Lazy Lane. We will give you that information on how to contact Patty, so you can write her email or get in contact. So all of you guys that are out there, all of you individuals that love us as fans, that's perfect. Patty just told you, because then what they'll do is that we'll contact Patty, work out her schedule, and who knows, you may have one of us wild ones in your town to have some fun and readings. Patty, I know that you have done some very excellent humanitarian things, and this is something going on with L.A. You've helped save some of the prehistoric and before the old movie things. They're talking about actual part of the history of the Hollywood business. Can you tell us anything about that? I think that's a very rewarding thing you do.
Oh, well, I work with a lot of things. I work with the Hollywood Arts Council, which supports the arts in Hollywood. Like, I'm getting ready for my annual ghost tour where we go to some of the old amazing places like the Hollywood Athletic Club, where all the old stars from Charlie Chaplin to Clark Gable used to work out and things. All sorts of places. I also work with the Hillside Federation, which again helps just protect our hillsides here in Los Angeles, not so much the old buildings, but literally keeping the natural wildlife. I also work with Communities United for Smart Growth, which again keeps the building to at least a little bit of a even. I'm all about balance, progress is good, too much progress should slow down a little. But yes, I work, there's some beautiful, because we're not old like East Coast. L.A., if a building is 100-year-old, it's ancient. We don't have what a lot of East Coast people have. And sadly, for a few years, a little bit of old stuff we had was just getting torn down. And so it's pretty protected now. So yes, I do work with that. I am the first to run down to City Hall and hold up a sign and, save the Vogue Theater. It's haunted.
I love that. And those individuals that are tuning in tonight, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of fun here, a lot of fun, actually. And it's the fun night that what we do on Fridays, we let our hair down, we joke about things, we ask you to write us an email, us call in. Those of you who have been having a little trouble on the phones, we're grabbing into those phones again. We're going to grab 630. What do you know, 630? You're on.
Hi! It's Laura. How are you?
Great, Laura. You got in. Did you think it would happen? You ran over at least 18 people and got two down 10, but now you're right.
I just want you to know. As soon as that woman said Janet Glover, I'm like, effing Janet Glover, she did it. I knew it. I got a hit on it. And then I said to my sister, am I psychic? But my abilities are not so stellar, but I knew it was her. So anyway, how are you guys doing?
Great. We're just having a wild party here on Fridays, and this is Patty and this is Laura.
Hey. Yes. And Patty knows me very well. I've called into your show once. Actually, it's been several months ago. I don't remember what the topic was then, but hello again. Something I'd like to bounce off of both of you, and I'll ask Patty to go second because Patty knows me pretty well. I have met my twin flame, and we're both very metaphysical and working on clearing whatever issues we have to be. So, like, being in a relationship with someone like that who's focused on it and working on it has been absolutely amazing. However, this person is also psychic, and he's his worst enemy. He's, like, his worst detractor. He seems to dial into fear a lot, his fears, and he projects his fears out, and then he'll get a handle on them for a while. But when he does this, like, he disappears for a while. Or he'll send messages saying, I'm stepping back from what we've created for a while, blah, blah, blah. Now, most people would say, get over it, move on. But it's not so simple. He had asked me to marry him. And we've gone through this stuff. So, like, he's evolving through his stuff, doing all the higher work. And I'm sure I'm going to call all of our guys in common, actually, my highest self and his highest self, if he'll come forward so that you can make sense of what I'm saying to you. So long story short is, this last time, something triggered him. And he went into his place of fear again. Now he's kind of disappeared for a few days, and he's going to be off radar. And I know he's going to come back crying. But my thing is, we're great mirrors for each other, except that I'm a faster learner. I'm faster at learning, adapting, clearing my stuff out. That doesn't make me perfect. I'm not saying I've had good stuff to clear out. I'm just saying it's easier for me to adapt and move forward. And for some reason, it takes him a lot longer to get to that place. But so he disappeared again the 21st, and he said he has to clear this thing out that has resurfaced for him. It's an issue of trust. I don't think it has anything to do with me, and I've actually worked with other people too, so I've got that clarified. It's not me. It's his fears he's projecting on, and almost a it's too good to be true kind of thing. And the more I become like evolved and evolve into, I guess, in some ways what he has always wanted, it scares the piss out of him. So my question is, when is he coming back? Is he going to outgrow this? And are we still getting married in November? I just kind of feel like my patience is being tested. Maybe that's one of my issues is patience. But I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. Because we have a date
picked. Yes, and I feel that. And I laugh with you. You've left very little for me left to do, but I'm really glad you put it out because I love what's your energy. You're a very good, positive person, and I'm teasing you, too. You got to bear with me. I'm just being real silly because I love what the
you
energy.
You can always I tease me. I laugh at myself more than I laugh at anybody, so it's fun. I love it when other people laugh, too. So anytime. It's all in good fun, and it's from love. Let's just say it's from love. I know you're not trying to hurt me, so have at it.
You're an angel, Laura. You're just an angel. Okay, I'm sure.
I'm a fallen angel. My wings are tattered and torn. I really should be singing like vaudeville, the vaudeville angel.
I love it. And I'm telling me with you guys that you have your date pick, and I do feel that he's coming back through. I do see you two working that, and they're telling me the wedding's going to go on at that point. So the angels are telling me that this is going to happen. I feel this gentleman is also dealing with some other, it's not cold feet, but you're right about the energies of raising together, because the angels showed me two other things that are going to be happening. That's what's also going on with him, too. He's developing a part of his karmic energy together, because you guys in the past life is your key. Look back when you two were out there and you were going around the castles and you were going through the energy. You were a male and you treated him very different back then. He was the woman. He was also now getting that freeness to go back and forth and do the freedom. Before in the times and the energy you two were in love with each other, that's why the karmic is going through this. This time you guys are going to come together for all the right reasons, where before there was other reasons holding you. So that's what I'm feeling. Now, Patty?
Whoa. That went too fast for me. We were together in a former life?
Yes.
And I was a man and he was a woman.
Yes.
And was it a good relationship or we were together for the wrong reasons?
It was a good relationship, but you had other situations that were putting you two together. It was like, I feel there was people of the manor. It was like during a time where you were a strong lord, and I'm going to be honest, you were very, very pushy about what you wanted. You liked your women quiet and in the corner, and that's what happened. I feel he loved you very much then, and he was the female, but you had other things you had to do, and the relationship had to go through a lot of other situations. So karmically, which we've proven through past life, now he's out running around having this type of life to get himself to be sure with you two, and you and him are going through some of these situations to make sure that all of your chakra points are together, because if you two have been together and blended, this is the life where you clear all of the material and all of it comes together for the right reasons.
I have done that. Actually, I had confirmation that it's not been easy, especially the last 5 years, and Patty could vouch for that. I've had a very interesting lesson in this life, and I have cleared it, but I'm sitting here going, okay, when he comes back again and he self-sabotages, you know, and then he'll disappear again and then he'll come back and saying, I owe you a debt. I can't even believe you're still here willing to take me back. But the thing is, I always, for me, it's about loyalty. And when I've made up my mind about something, and I've certainly had relationships that were lesser than this and I committed myself to those. So I'm like, hey, this is it. This is the one I asked for. In fact, I used Patty's love spell to find my one. But I've also heard that twin flames are not easy relationships. So people are saying, oh, no, I would highly recommend using Patty's love spell. It worked for me. It worked for my sister. It worked for my girlfriend, Katie. I'm trying to get my doctor friend, Nora, to do it. It works. It works. It works. However, now I'm sitting here, like, freaking out because it's hurtful. It's very painful. And I'm a Cancer. He's a Cancer. We're, like, different. We're, like, a week apart in our birthdays, or not even a week. But I don't want to be sitting here waiting for this person to come back. They need to get their shit together and step up to the plate. I give 1,000,000%. I'm loyal to the death. And that's how I was raised. I mean, I come from a mafia neighborhood. So, like, we have a code. And he's just not adhering to the code. And it's killing me, you know?
I have an Italian fiance. I know exactly where you're coming from.
You know? Hey, I love them. They never did anything to me, but I learned a lot from them, and it's a worldly wise education. You can't buy. You know what I mean? You just can't buy it. And And so I kind of am sitting here like, okay, there's that. But then he's worried I had something from my past, clearing of karma, and that comes up October 17th. And I'm hoping that everything will just be clear. And it's, you know, it's a minor legal thing. I'm hoping I'll just get a fine and a slap on the wrist. He's somebody from a different culture, and I don't know if it's bothered him that I've had a past where I was married before. I mean, he's certainly been married, and not every woman that he's ever slept with has taken his last name, you know what I mean? But I have been married before as a child. I mean, like 20 years, you know, a 20-something-year-old, I made a mistake of my youth. And so he was acting like, you know, this name thing is a big deal. And I'm like, dude, what fishbowl do you live in? I mean, women always get knocked around on that because we generally do take our spouse's name, you know? There's evidence of our history and who we've been with, whereas for men, it's not the same. So I kind of viewed it like that was kind of misogynist, you know, chauvinist. But so I felt like I was having to defend myself for something I shouldn't have to defend myself on. And on that ground, I was like, you know what, do what you're going to do. I mean, at this point, I'm not here to convince you, and I'm doing the work, and if you don't want to step up to what they've given you, then that's on you. But I just kind of want to know, like, this is the last issue I could possibly think of, unless he creates more for himself, and I'm hoping he doesn't. But as to October 17th, do you see anything that would prevent me from, you know, getting up out of here and moving? And then I want to move with my children in December. Actually, my sister is getting married. She's moving to Hawaii, and I'm probably going to follow her because we're, like, joined at the hip in a good way, not in a weird way or, you know, a negative way.
I hate to run.
Oh, yeah, right. She just said not in a codependent way. We're not codependent.
No one's saying that. We only got 2 minutes. And if you do get a chance, do your Tango September email issue. And I do talk about karmic relationships and aura. And I explain all those ways of being able to tell if the person with you and how it will work. I think you and him would really enjoy it. I do some exercises there on love exercises that are really good. And psychic Jethro. Patty, would you like to quickly get in? We've got 3 minutes before they get up.
Yeah. October 17th date. Is it clear?
Let me see if I'm still getting clear on October 17th. Is it clear? Yes, I still get it clear. And I think you've nailed it. And it is about the trust issue. And I think, yes, when he comes back this time, again, you just have to, in your loving way that is, just let him know that, you know, this is getting ridiculous.
It is.
You know, this. It is. It is. I agree 100%. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you need to start laying.
I just want to say thank you for that insight to the past life. I had wondered if we had a past life. And as always, it's a pleasure when you guys are on. And I love you both so much. And, I mean, Patty knows me. Jethro, you don't know me, but I love you too. So thanks a lot for having me and for helping me with this. I appreciate it.
Bye, Patty.
The whole family is in on it. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Those of you who have been working today, I want you to take just a minute and enjoy the Psyche's Gone Wild fever. We've got a lot of people telling me, Jethro, this is really hectic. I've been trying to get in, but I do like the energy. You and Patty always make me laugh. Please don't stop because you are the most funnest. We've got a lot of other individuals writing in. A lot of frustration, Jethro. I couldn't get in. I understand this is what happens, but the really excellent part is if you want that reading, that's what you really want to do. I do have a lot of individuals that ask me why I only will do half an hour reading. The reason is you saw here when we were talking. So, Patty, tell them where they can get a hold of you. We're going to get Patty.
Okay, they can get a hold of me, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild and at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. And please, like me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook. And if you want to see my videos, just Google me. And where can they read? Oh, and also, it's time for that best psychic contest. Vote for Jethro. Vote for me. Vote for all your favorite psychics. You can vote to up to 5 people, newyorkgate.com. AOL.com. Okay, where can they find you, Jethro?
Same thing, psychicsgonewall.com, or you can find me at jethrosmith.net. And definitely vote for us. Put in this year. Let's get Linda Irwin in there on some of her ET. Let's get Jan as a totem reader. Let's show them that Psyche's Gone Wild still out there wilder than ever. Remember to check out supernatural.com. It's phenomenal. The gentleman who does that is a phenomenal man who helps a lot of us real psychics prove that we're real. We love all of you guys. Until next week, remember, stay wild. It's the way to be.